concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Four calls about Donald Sterling. We've kind of talked that one to death, and there are more pressing issues out here. Now, story that we're looking at, the New York Times. With peace talks off, Netanyahu looks at unilateral moves. In other words, he's going to start throwing his tantrum. As you're probably already aware, in response to Hamas and Fatah forming a unity Palestinian government, Israel and the U.S. are both throwing tantrums. You're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to have two groups we can play off of each other, and if you're cooperating, it just wrecks our whole policy for that Palestinian thing. Israel has canceled all building permits for Palestine. They're continuing with demolitions of Palestinian homes and the authorization of Israeli-only settlements. Just going and going and getting ready for this whole situation. And I think we can expect that when the U.S. starts the war for real against Russia, Israel will take advantage of the media focusing on that to basically go in and do all kinds of terrible things to the Palestinians and settle their problem with the Palestinians for once and all. I'm sure Netanyahu's already working on his final solution for the Palestinian problem. And he's getting a lot of help from Tony Blair, who's technically out of office, but he's all of a sudden getting a lot of media exposure, coming back in, talking about what's going on. And apparently, a week ago, last Wednesday, Tony Blair was giving a speech in London where he said it is time for military intervention in the Middle East. Just everywhere. Just take it on over, control the oil, make sure it's only sold for U.S. dollars and I presume British pounds, but the U.S. and British economies are so tightly tied together that when the U.S. economy goes down, Britain is probably going to go with it. So Tony Blair is out there saying, we need to just militarily enter. The invasion is on. We have to conquer the world here. And my response to that, Tony, is here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport, and we're going to call those Arab Muslims and tell them you're on your way to kick their butts all by yourself. We are not going along with any more of these wars for the bankers, period. End of discussion. Now, a story coming out of Blacklisted News. Apparently, Harvard University, their Institute of Politics, conducted a poll among young people, what they call the millennials, the kids who were born after the year 2000. And obviously, some of them are now 13, going on 14 years old. And found, to nobody's surprise, that these young children have less trust in the government than ever before, despite saturation propaganda being poured on them from the state-controlled schools. Now, Harvard is apparently including young people up to the age of 29 as millennials, even though technically they aren't. But basically saying that young people up to the age of 29 have lost trust in major public institutions, including the president, the military, Congress, the Supreme Court, federal government as a whole. And basically, it is a 7-point drop over the last time they did this poll. And apparently, this is an all-time low for this poll. And I cannot tell you how delighted I am that the young people are waking up to what's going on, despite the fact that they have grown up in the state-controlled school system whose job it is to convince you that America's the greatest nation on earth and all the wars we fight are good and all the wars that other countries fight are bad. And, you know, private central banking is the only way you can run an economy, which is what I got when I was going through that whole experience. And it sort of makes the last 20 years worthwhile, because for much of the time that I've been running WhatReallyHappened.com and doing the radio show, the demographic of my audience was people my own age. And I was very concerned that young people growing up weren't waking up to what was going on. But according to this Harvard University poll, yeah, they are. Good for them. Good for all of you young people who know what's going on, and you're going to stand up and say, we're not going to go along with this any longer. Because those young people, 18 to 29 is what the poll focused on, you are all going to be drafted if this war moves any further. The draft legislation has been sitting in Congress for years in committee, written by Charlie Rangel, or at least shepherded by him. And this new draft bill includes the drafting of women into combat roles. Now, turning to the economy, China is about to surpass the United States as the world's largest economy. This hasn't actually happened since 1873, when the U.S. was still recovering from the Civil War and China was just booming with exports all over the world and spice and silk and who knows what all else. And China is now ready to surpass the United States. Another measure of how we are not the greatest nation on earth any longer. India's economy has been booming. Only a few years ago, they were ranked somewhere like 7th, 8th, something like that. They're now the third largest economy, just behind the U.S. and China. So give it a couple of weeks. The top three economies on the planet are going to be China, U.S., and India. Unless they can get their war going and force the world back to a U.S.-centric economic system here. Meanwhile, as I was mentioning before, the real peaceful way to prosper a nation's economy is strong manufacturing that makes quality products other nations want to buy rather than are being forced to buy. And the same thing with agriculture. You grow nice, healthy, fresh produce that gets exported to other countries who want to buy it, not be forced to buy it by various treaties. Europe apparently is now starting to ban imports from the United States of apples because of DPA contamination. And I'm sure they'll get Ann Coulter out there on TV saying, oh, a little DPA is actually good for you. You know, just like that radiation from Fukushima. You guys are just, you're getting so picky about healthy food, you know. I'm pretty sure Ann Coulter's eating pretty well these days here. Now, as you know, Obama just got back from his Asia pivot. He was pushing, among other agendas, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, along with making stink face at China. And the official White House word is the trip was partly successful, but they're sort of hemming and hawing about what that really means. China has responded to the Trans-Pacific Partnership by proposing their own version. They're calling it the Asia-Pacific Free Trade Agreement. And where it differs from the United States is in two important areas. One, they are not pushing for draconian intellectual property laws and control of the internet the way the U.S. is. And most importantly, what all these Asian nations really dug their heels in regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership was that provision in the TPP that would ban the labeling of GMO for all signatory nations. And many of these nations in Asia, like Japan, are already labeling GMO products so consumers can make an educated choice. So Asia didn't want the TPP. China is now putting forward their own version that is going to be far more agreeable. The U.S. may refuse to sign it out of spite, which will harm the United States and not affect the Asian countries one tiny bit. Now, earlier today, actually, let me back up a little bit. Earlier in the week, I was talking about how consumer spending in the U.S. Had plunged to the point where we were looking at the possibility of going back into a recession, which is defined as two quarters in a row where the gross domestic product declines. Well, good news, because according to the official U.S. government figures, the gross domestic product for the last quarter showed an increase of 0.1%. So huzzah, huzzah, we are not in a recession. See, we have this little number, the dot and the one and the percent sign, that proves we're not in a recession. Frankly, that 0.1% looks like a political number and just as fake as the jobless number, so the government doesn't have to admit we're back in or still in a recession just ahead of those midterm elections. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy, and there's an article we linked to over at Blacklisted News, 17 facts to show to anyone that believes the U.S. economy is just fine. And some of the points they make is that home ownership in the United States has dropped to the lowest level in 19 years. Private home ownership is going away. The corporations want to buy it all up and turn you into tenants. That's the end of the so-called American dream. Consumer spending for durable goods has dropped by over 3% since last November. This is sending a signal that there is a slowdown ahead. I think we're already there. I think this 0.1% growth in the economy is absolute USDA choice bovine excrement, because the government doesn't want to admit we're in a recession ahead of those November elections, because guess who will take the blame for that? Major retailers are closing stores at the fastest pace we've seen since the collapse of the Lehman Brothers back in 2008. There are 1.3 million fewer jobs in the U.S. economy than when the last recession began in December of 2007. Meanwhile, of course, the population has grown since then. And it goes on and on and on with the real numbers and the real indicators. Now, a lot of you are probably concerned about the fact that we're all being forced to pay taxes to people that, frankly, we think ought to be in prison. And we're concerned about what they're doing with it. But did you know there's a hidden tax on you? And I don't mean the interest on the national debt. Regulatory costs. And there's an article over at the Daily Bell pointing out that the sheer volume of regulatory costs on the American people all by itself form the world's number 10 economy. These are all the things that you are required by the government to do. All the things you're required to buy and own. And it works out to $15,000 per year for every American household. So it's not enough that they're taking half of everything that you make. They come in and they tell you, they order you how to spend the other half. Which, of course, includes buying these hideously expensive and ineffective Obamacare insurance policies. Now, the White House has basically removed a long-standing prohibition on toll booths on the interstate highway system. And the reason being given for this, they're going to turn the interstate highway into toll roads to fund roadway repairs. Oh, we're out of money. We've got to fund the roadway. We've got to put toll booths on the interstate. Yeah, just what an ailing economy needs right now is more fees to use our roads. Now, there's a little bit of a wrinkle on that, because when the interstate highway system was created, there was a gasoline tax imposed that was supposed to pay for all of this. And the American people said, okay, I'll pay a gasoline tax, because the more gasoline I'm buying, the more I'm using the highways, and that makes sense. You know, we know where the tax money is going, and this is definitely a legitimate tax that we will pay to pay for the roadway. Unfortunately, there is a problem, because starting in 1990, the U.S. government started taking that gasoline tax money and spending it elsewhere. This is a repeat of what we saw happen during the Clinton administration, where they started looting the cash surplus in the Social Security Trust Fund that was supposed to pay for the baby boomer retirements, and they moved it over and spent it as general revenues. And that's where Bill Clinton got his amazing federal government budget surplus, as he was looting the pensions of working Americans. And that is a real problem, that the government will pass a tax and tell you it's to pay for this, and then they take the money and spend it somewhere else. And then they come back and say, well, we need a new tax to pay for this thing over here that you were already taxed to pay for. So now they're going to turn your interstate highway system that your taxes built and your gasoline taxes are supposed to maintain, and they're going to turn it into a toll booth. By the way, you remember back, oh, a couple of months ago, when the U.S. government hemmed and hawed and finally admitted that they had lost $10.3 billion in the GM bailout. And you remember how when the U.S. government bailed out General Motors and they assured us all that General Motors would get back to profitability and they'd make all that money back and the government would make a profit on that investment of tax funds in General Motors. And then just before the scandal about the ignition switch came out, the U.S. government bailed on their GM stock. That sounds like insider trading to me, by the way. And they said, well, we're sorry, American people, but we lost $10.3 billion of your tax money trying to prop up General Motors. Well, apparently they were fibbing back then, because now the Treasury Department is saying it was actually $11.2 billion. And probably 4 or 5 months from now, they'll say, oh, it was actually even more than that. They're trying to let the news out by slow motion. Do you realize that U.S. federal government policy back in 2008 actually made the economic crash worse? They were taking trillions and trillions of dollars from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks could loan it back to the American people at interest, which is a sweet deal for the banks and not too good for the American people. And most of those bankers just stuck that money in their pocket in these huge, huge bonuses. Now, given that the bankers, given that Wall Street created the mess in the first place with this mortgage-backed security fraud, had the government taken trillions of dollars from Wall Street and given it to the American people, everybody would have stayed current on their mortgage. There wouldn't have been a housing crash and a mortgage crash. People would have bought brand new American cars. There wouldn't have been a need for an automotive bailout. People would have had money to stay current on their credit card payments. There wouldn't have been a credit crash. People would have had money to go down to the shopping mall and buy all kinds of consumer goods, hopefully made in America. There wouldn't have been a retail crash. The U.S. federal government made exactly the wrong decision to deal with Wall Street's financial fraud, which was to protect the banks and prop them up at the expense of the American people. Meanwhile, down in Colombia, things are getting very dicey coming up on their elections. Apparently, protests are so severe that they're sending in the military. The Colombian government is deploying tanks, troops, and riot police to counter a farmers' strike that is threatening food supplies ahead of the presidential elections on May 25th. Real smart move to do just ahead of the elections. Now, tomorrow is May Day. There are celebrations and commemorations all over the world, but up in Seattle, they're very concerned that the May Day protests are going to be anti-capitalist, which is not entirely accurate. They're anti-money junkie, but we're not a capitalist society anymore. We've gone completely over into economic fascism. And so the May Day protests are anti-fascist and actually pro-capitalist. We want to get back to where capitalism worked, which is where, you know, people like James Cameron, you know, make a product we voluntarily trade our money for, and he gets rich, and that's how capitalism is supposed to work. Not this permanent skewing of the legal system where money just magically flies out of your pocket and into the bankers' pockets, and they don't have to do anything of any value to society for it. But the Seattle police are already preparing and on guard in case the May Day protests start having those double plus ungood thoughts about the American banking system and the Federal Reserve. Now, over at the Bundy Ranch, we are getting reports that the group of supporters, militia, oath keepers, and so forth around the Bundy Ranch have been infiltrated by government informants and agent provocateurs, which we knew this was going to happen. And they are causing so much of a ruckus that they are succeeding in driving off some of the people who were standing with Cliven Bundy ahead of a possible military intervention. But there may be a change coming. More about this when we come back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the Bundy Ranch, we're getting breaking word. There has been a train derailment in Lynchburg, Virginia. Whole string of tank cars is off the track. Massive explosion and fire. Our rail system isn't very good. It hasn't been properly maintained. And you look at other countries like China, where they're already into the maglev revolution. Or the Japanese bullet trains. America is definitely not the greatest nation on earth anymore. We can't do these technological wonders like we used to do. Now then, getting back over to the Bundy Ranch. Representative Chris Stewart of Utah has come out to say, basically, and he's a member of the House Appropriations Committee, says the Bureau of Land Management doesn't need their own SWAT team. And he's going to try and cut funding for all paramilitary units working for U.S. government agencies. Now, remember, the whole reason the Waco disaster happened is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had been granted their own police powers to go out and do what they were going to do, and there was a huge string of absolute scandals kicking down the wrong door, killing innocent Americans. And there was talk in Congress of rescinding the BATF's police powers, And so the BATF needed a spectacular gun seizure from those wacko religious nuts down in Waco, Texas. And, of course, that turned into an absolute disaster, and the FBI had to clean up the mess by incinerating the place and gassing all those people to death with a poison gas that is actually illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war. So Chris Stewart is basically going to use his position within the House Appropriations Committee to say all of these U.S. government agencies with their own paramilitary units, those units need to be shut down and rely on local law enforcement to carry out whatever the legal issues may be. And of course, this is going to be fought tooth and nail because local law enforcement tends to give their priority to state and local law, and they won't always do what the federal government wants them to do. We're seeing this at the Bundy Ranch, where the federal government's coming and saying, it's all ours, we can take it. And people are citing state law and even the Constitution saying, no, actually, you don't have a legal right to be here, and we're not going to do what you want us to do. And, of course, the White House attitude is, oh, we've got to have our own police force that will obey orders without question. That's why they're buying all these bullets and guns, and they're giving them to all these federal government agencies, like the U.S. Weather Service. It's amazing stuff. Now, we are continuing to see the fallout from this Freedom of Information Act that was filed by Judicial Watch against the White House regarding documents related to the Benghazi consulate disaster, for lack of a better word. And they're now finding documentary evidence that it was the White House that not only changed the CIA's talking points, but the White House issued the order to say that the Benghazi consulate attack was all the fault of this video. Now, if you remember what happened, this Benghazi attack, I think it was a publicity stunt. Obama was actually trailing in the polls against Mitt Romney when this all went down. And I think the plan was that a group of operatives pretending to be al-Qaeda were going to go in and kidnap the ambassador and hold him for a few days until Obama decisively settles the situation, proving he's not another Jimmy Carter. And he was, and of course, the media would be focused on this drama, and Mitt Romney would basically be ignored. And I think what happened is when the gunfire started, the Libyan people living around that said, oh, yes, they're going for the Americans, and they all joined in. It turned into an uncontrolled riot. The ambassador and three others got killed, and this, what was supposed to be this staged PR stunt to help Obama's election, turned into this epic fail, and they've been covering up for it ever since. Now, after all of this went down, there was this video trailer pumped onto the internet that was supposedly from a movie that bashed Mohammed, and it turned out the movie itself didn't exist. Somebody took another very low-budget movie about Muslims, you know, in tents and desert, and they did a hasty overdub and cut it together and said, this is the trailer for a new movie, and this is the reason all these protests and riots are happening. It has nothing to do with the United States. It's not our fault. And now we're finding out that all of this was being orchestrated from the White House. Now, Jay Carney's already been on TV earlier today saying this is nonsense. The idea that we would engage in such a fraud. I mean, come on, guys. You know, what are you? You're getting silly here again. More of the emails coming out are showing the White House aides were working intentionally to somehow find a way to make Obama look statesmanlike, that he was a steady leader going into the election campaign. And it's unraveling here. Now, getting back over to the situation with Obamacare, and everybody's hemming and hawing, and all of a sudden we seem to be seeing a flood of administration officials who are telling Congress, I don't have to talk to you. And that now includes Kathleen Sebelius. Now, she is about ready to step down as the head of Health and Human Services, but she is still the sitting secretary until her replacement is confirmed. So she is still answerable to the Congress. Well, Congress wants to talk to her about this Obamacare disaster, and not just the website, but the sky-high premium prices, the sky-high deductibles. All of a sudden, people are saying they can't get to the providers of medical care that they need because the only authorized providers are an hour's drive from their home. It's just a complete mess. And Congress is trying to investigate because the voters are saying, you will solve this mess or I'm not going to vote for you in November. So now what we're hearing is basically Sebelius will refuse to testify to Congress. I don't have to say anything and you can't make me, which I think is grounds to get out the water board on some of these people. Now, speaking of secrecy and refusing to disclose information, of course, first part of the week, Monday, the New York Times reported that the Senate has stripped from an upcoming intelligence bill a provision that would have required President Obama to make the lists of drone targets public, and not just the intended targets, but how many people are being killed by these drone strikes. And the Senate has stripped that out. So now the Senate is saying it's okay for the White House to not tell you, the American people, how many innocent persons are being crippled and killed and maimed in these illegal drone strikes, which you ultimately, you're paying the price. Those drones cost a lot of money. Guess where they're getting that money from? Every time you sign a check to the Internal Revenue Service, you are confessing to be an accessory after the fact for the war crimes committed by this government. And the slide into dictatorship continues here, because over in Pennsylvania, their state Supreme Court has just said that it is okay for Pennsylvania police to search your car without a warrant. If they just think, hey, I need to search this, they can do that. They don't need a warrant to do it, and you just know that this is going to be cited as precedent to pass the same kind of law for the nation as a whole. All a violation of the Fourth Amendment. We got a phone call here. Tom LaCavara, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, sir. How are you? This is Tom from the Resurrect Republic show from your network. I figured I'd call in because we just had a meeting of the legal research team that's working on some of the work for the Bundys. We have some news that it will be coming on Thursday. We'll let you guys know about that. But we're trying to dispel a lot of rumors, drone strikes, not what you were just talking about a few moments ago, which is essentially what we all addressed, but more importantly to the Bundy ranch. The drone strikes and people running out and all of that. Just to let you guys know, there was an article in the Huffington Post that was just released hours ago, talking about the militia stopping people on the roadside, checkpoint, getting their ID, making sure they're locals. We have an enormous amount of disinformation that's being pumped out by the liberal media, and, and they're just running with it wild. We have seen no drones. We have had helicopters, yes. We've had the Ranger plane, yes. They're keeping an eye on the situation. The militia out here is a support operation of the Bundys. I'm with Ryan Payne, who's the Bundys' liaison with the militia, and private security is detailed there. We're on the inside at the ranch's door. So I urge our listeners to listen to you, to listen to the rest of the shows on RBN, because with the Resurrect Republic show, we're at the door. We don't have any corporate agenda. We're not, and I'm here to support a Christian family that I think is right in their constitutional stand. Let's make one thing very important. There were 27 ranchers 20 years ago in this county that all played ball with the federal government. There is one left, and he's saying no.
Okay, Tom, we got to take a break for commercials. Do you want to stay into the next segment?
Sure, I'll stay in.
All right, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tom LaCovera. And Tom, of course, I never bought into this idea that Eric Holder was going to drone strike the Bundy Ranch supporters. It would be an extraordinarily stupid thing for the government to do. Not only would it enrage the American people, it completely undermines the U.S. justification for military intervention into Syria, which is all based on the idea that Assad is using military hardware against his own people. So for the U.S. to do exactly the same thing would completely destroy the U.S. moral authority and justification for being in there. I'm looking at the story that was over in the Huffington Post, and I linked to it with a Bex alert in front of it. What you may want to think about is there may be some actors from the U.S. government out there on the highways harassing people to create this story.
We've already caught one of them, but that's a whole other story I can't really talk about right yet. I will get that information to you a little later.
All right, we'll put that up, definitely. But anyway, tell us what else is going on out there.
Well, one good guy who's a good source of knowledge, who knows the jurisdictional situation here intimately, is a close friend of mine. I guess his name is Chris Cave. Now, we're just pulling up at the Bundy Ranch right here. Fox News is here. I don't know exactly what's going on with that, but they've been popping in and out
doing interviews. But there's motorcyclists here. There's people pulling over, stopping and lending support, honking, pulling over and talking with, you know, some of the Bundy's family occasionally when they're out here. Everything is really, it's a lot lower key than what you're hearing from the mainstream and liberal media. There was a wedding out here the other day. One of the fellas got married, and there was a reception in the chow hall. I mean, it's just like there, where there's family, there's women coming and going. They're good people. They're not, they don't want to hurt anyone. They want to defend what's theirs. And like I was saying before we went.
Okay, we seem to be having problems with our telephone connection. Tom, can you hear me? Okay, it looks like we lost that connection. Okay, well, we're coming up on the top of the hour in Sean Stone, but maybe if we could get him back at the bottom of the next hour, we'd get the update. So, yeah, they're still laying on the propaganda. You know, we have a government whose attitude is, look, we take what we want, and you're not allowed to do anything about it, and bad things will happen to you. Little light moment in all of this. Apparently over in Maryland, they were having a food safety summit, big meeting talking about food safety. Apparently 100, more than 100, of the attendees came down with food poisoning. Talk about the government not being able to do its job. The government has a big food safety, and people come down with food poisoning here. The FBI has finally released its report on this Sandy Hook situation. Apparently, pages are heavily blacked out. And frankly, if there's one redaction anywhere, it tells us we're not getting the true story. Which, this day and age, yeah, truth has become such a valuable commodity that the government is economizing it. All righty, getting on by here. Now, you're probably already aware that there's been yet another bug found inside Microsoft Internet Explorer. And we call it a bug, but in all probability, it's another one of these intentional backdoors installed by the NSA, because apparently it affects pretty much every version of the Internet Explorer browser that's out there. And that tells us it's something that's being put into every single one of those. It's primarily being used to exploit versions 9, 10, and 11. Microsoft has put out a workaround until they can close the back door, or at least like the DSL routers have a patch that makes it harder to see the back door. But they're basically saying you should be using enhanced protected mode. Well, I think there's a better solution, and that is to not use Microsoft Internet Explorer. And as for all these back doors and everything, I think we ought to take the computers from all these computer criminals, including the NSA, and waterboard their computers and make them watch and do it slowly with salt water. I think it's time that we take some direct action to all this spying that's going on. By the way, there's a story floating around on the net, and it's a total hoax. And somebody tried to post it to whatreallyhappened.com, and I had to slap their wrist. It's a story that Furbies are an NSA spy tool to spy on your children, and it's nonsense. It's just more of this put-out nonsense stuff to try and kookify and ridicule the independent media, because certainly to judge from those memos that have surfaced from the Clinton White House, they are in a panic that you, the American people, can find out what's really going on with this government, and they can't stop it. Because you're not watching the corporate TV news any longer. You're not reading the big corporate-controlled newspapers. You're bypassing Mockingbird completely, and you're taking it upon yourself to go out on the web and find out what's really going on. And they can't stop that. They're in an absolute panic because the federal government cannot operate in their current mode unless they are able to lie to you with impunity. And I think we're coming up on another big lie, because I'm seeing all of these banners on the corporate media. Russia wants to start World War III. Russia's going to start World War III. Actually, no, the U.S. started it all the way back in 2003. that they're pushing Russia starting World War III, and we're hearing from the U.S. State Department and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine that if Russia dares invade Ukraine, there will be immediate response, from which I would deduce that the U.S. is going to take some of these hired mercenaries and put them in Russian uniforms and dump them into an eastern Ukrainian city, you know, right in front of the media cameras to say, see, the Russians are there, the Russians are there, the war is on. Same exact thing that Hitler pulled in Gleiwitz, Germany. And we all need to be sharing this with everyone we know and get it out there, that we are expecting the U.S. government to try another false flag, another hoax, another fraud, another deception, another torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, another Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, to get this war going, that without which the U.S. financial system and federal government are going to collapse. Just like the former Soviet Union. Now, there's another theory out there. This is over on Activist Post. The U.S. government is now... actually, this is the Spanish government. They've started a research program at the University of Madrid to predict the future through social networking, primarily Twitter. And they're trying to come up with a pre-crime kind of a situation where they're going to know ahead of time whether crimes are going to occur, or more to the point, that large crowds of very angry citizens are getting ready to march on the Capitol. And I think it's going to be another huge costly boondoggle. It'll be discredited by vast numbers of false positives and no real results. Remember the airport facial recognition system, and they were grabbing thousands and thousands of innocent American travelers and keeping them off their planes, and not one of them turned out to be a real terrorist. And it basically tells us that the government of Spain is just as terrified of the global political awakening of the people of planet Earth as the U.S. government. And it's not going to work, because people planning real crimes aren't going to be using online resources. And anybody who's getting ready to have a mass social movement, they're going to be using code phrases. You know, 5 o'clock at the pizza parlor, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Now, there's another very interesting story, and this is called Outbox versus U.S. Post Office, and it's about the post office campaign against digital mail, because it's cutting into their junk mail business. And there's a very revealing comment by Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe saying that you don't understand, okay, the American citizens aren't our big customers. 400 junk mailers are the primary customers of the United States Postal Service, and digital mail is cutting into that business. So the post office isn't even having a pretense of serving the mail needs of the American people. They're there to just deliver junk mail to your mailbox, and they don't like the fact that the internet is sort of bypassing them. So let's ban the electric light bulb and start going back to coal oil lamps. There's the music. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. When we come back, Sean Stone will be here to talk about why he thinks 9/11 was a fraud.